The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
On News Talk.
And this is Anton in for Kieran on The Hard Shoulder. They say you are what you eat, but how much do you know about the food you are eating? Well, we have with us TV chef and wellness advocate Aisling Larkin to take a closer look at some of the foods we eat. And today we're talking about rosemary. It's Aisling, it sort of gets forgotten compared to the wonder that is basil, doesn't it?
You know what it does? It is such a humble little herb, and it's one that goes unnoticed because it's not controversial like coriander, or it's not kind of one of those really finesse ones that you see at fine dining, but it is a hard-working, humble herb, and I love it. It's one of my favourite herbs to cook with. Anything that has a little bit of olive oil, sea salt, rosemary, put it on meat, put it on fish, put it on bread, it is just, it's divine. I adore it.
What's its history? Is it it's a desert herb originally, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And the reason actually I started talking about it today was I was away on holidays for the last 2 weeks, and we were around the Mediterranean, and everywhere, I got up in the morning and went walking, and everywhere for miles you would see rosemary planted everywhere. We use shrubs and herbs, and it was used in that. And that's actually called xeriscaping. So what they do in the Mediterranean is they use rosemary not just for culinary purposes, but actually for landscaping, because it's so drought tolerant, it's really low maintenance. From a sustainability point of view, it's so good for landscaping over there. It needs little rainfall. It virtually grows on its own, takes very little love and attention and care to grow. So for that reason, it's kind of, its heritage comes very much from the Mediterranean. It goes all the way back to Egypt. So the Egyptians were kind of one of the first to be directly linked with having rosemary, but also valuing it hugely. It was one of the herbs. So when the Egyptians passed away and they were put into their tombs, rosemary was put in the tombs with them. And it was believed that this was done for the fact that it was really, really valuable, but also it had kind of these purification and detoxifying principles. So it was kind of double duty, but hugely revered, hugely respected herb at the time. It's now known as Salvia rosmarinus, and it got a name change in 2017. It used to just be called Rosemary officinalis, but they changed the name of it. And it's kind of, so it goes back to then after the Egyptians, to the Greek and the Romans. They adopted it, absolutely loved it. There's kind of a lot of, I suppose the first historical kind of written references we have of it is in a book called the Demetria Medica. And that was basically one of the first kind of branches of medical science or pharmacology. And rosemary was really, really important for its kind of medicinal purposes.
And what would we use rosemary to cure?
Yeah, so there's so many kind of historical references as well as kind of herbalist recipes, I suppose, and aromatherapy kind of purposes for it. But it's linked to so many things like inflammation. So it is antimicrobial, it's anti-inflammatory, it's antifungal, it's antibacterial, it's antiseptic. So it had huge, huge value in terms of even things like cognitive function, but for, you know, inflammation, for pain, for respiratory problems, for gastrointestinal issues, rosemary is really, really good at relieving a lot of those issues.
And I believe it's also a way to judge a good woman.
Yes, absolutely. It's believed there's so much history around this, and supposedly it's a sign of fidelity as well, and that if you planted rosemary in your garden and rosemary didn't grow very well in your garden, your character came under suspicion as to why, because it was believed that rosemary wouldn't grow under negative influences, but also very much linked to fidelity, linked to a sign of loyalty, faithfulness and love, that it could combat sexual dysfunction, that it could attract potential lovers. Huge, huge powers in rosemary.
These are Tudor beliefs. I assume this no longer applies.
There was that it was said that if a man was unable to smell the aroma of rosemary, he wasn't worthy of love.
Give us then your ideal ways to use rosemary these days. What are the best recipes for it? What does it complement?
Yeah, look, you know what? Classics, obviously, roast lamb, roast beef, roast chicken. It goes amazingly well with prawns. Couple of ones, I would never cook a ragu without using fresh rosemary. Chop up, so the leaves are kind of these needle pine little leaves. Chop those up really finely. Cook those off, sweat them off with your onions and your garlic. The stalk has incredible aroma and flavour. So put the stalk into your sauce and allow it to reduce down, cook down. And then just before you serve it, take it out. Actually, on the 6 o'clock show this week, week. I did a beautiful creamy rosemary chicken dish. It's one of my most popular dishes to date on my Instagram. It's up there, Ashling_Larkin, if you want the recipe. It's beautiful. Another recipe is I have a no need soda bread, focaccia. So we're going back to those Irish roots, and I used caramelized onions, a little bit of brie and some rosemary on the bread, and it's incredibly quick and easy to pop in the oven, and it's beautiful. Really, really lovely one.
And is it entirely a savoury herb, Aisling, or does it ever find its way into desserts?
No, it goes really well with citrus. Gorgeous with lavender, gorgeous with citrus. So things like rosemary and lemon shortbread cookies, really, really lovely. Or if you make kind of a lemon drizzle cake or a lemon polenta cake, if you make up, if you mix the rosemary in with the sugar syrup or this stock syrup and pour that over your lemon drizzle or your lemon polenta cake, it just adds this beautiful note and background flavour. And it actually works really, really well in cocktails as well because of that kind of subtle flavour. The kind of, it's almost that herbiness that goes really well with the sweetness and the citrus.
And of course, you mentioned the thing of using fresh rosemary. Despite the fact that it is a desert and a Mediterranean plant, it's one of the very few that will survive quite happily in most Irish gardens, isn't it?
Absolutely. And this is the thing. I don't think we should leave it in the Mediterranean by all accounts. It grows so well. Like I said, it doesn't kind of need much love or attention. It can last up to 30 years in your garden. And it's one of those ones that it's really, really good as a pollinator as well. So it attracts in your honeybees, your bumblebees, your birds. And then they'll help to pollinate the rest of the garden. So I think if you were to do one thing this weekend, you know, pop it in the on the balcony, on the windowsill, if you had a little herb garden somewhere, get yourself a little rosemary plant and start growing it at home.
And if you did need to trim it back, of course, even if there's more left over than you can cook with, you can stick them in a sock and throw them in a clothing or laundry drawer.
Yes, absolutely. And the fragrance is really, really nice. So it's one of those kind of natural air fresheners. And it can also be used as a mouth freshener as well. You can use the edible rosemary oils and have it as a mouth freshener as well. So yeah, it's lovely. And even for things like tablescaping or, you know, just decorating, even a simple like linen napkin tied with a little bit of twine and a little sprig of rosemary in it, it can just set off, you know, a table really, really nicely as a decoration.
You have us sold, Aisling. Aisling, thank you very much. That is Aisling Larkin, TV chef and wellness advocate.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.